You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're looking ahead to Thursday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from midday with James Millman, Leona Mayer and Craig Forsyth in the studio. Three jumps meetings, Newcastle, Taunton and Warwick. That's throughout the afternoon. We've got evening action at Chelmsford City on their all-weather surface. My name is Mark Walton, joined by Kevin O'Malley to look ahead to the action. How are you, Kev?
Not too bad at all, Mark. It's the last time I'll be up in Leeds with William Hill until the new year. So this is a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, the whole shebang.
And a Merry Christmas to yourself. Hopefully you can get us some Christmas money with the old winners on the podcast, hopefully. We have some good racing coming up at the weekend as well, which we want to just have a brief mention of. And also headline news in the post that Nicky Henson's quite bullish about whether Mike Bite will be right for the King George, saying he's not really having to do too much with him, and he thinks we'll see a better animal. Just quickly before we get stuck into it, do you expect to see more like the old Mike Bite on Boxing Day?
I hope so. I mean, it'd be nice to see him get back to something like his best, but I think there's some clear question marks now, you know, over the form of last year's King George. You know, he only beat Double Shuffle by, what was it, half a length, diminishing come the line. And how many King George winners do you see coming off the back of such a poor run like that? It just never happens. Mm-hmm. You know, the King George is too good a race. I've backed Politolog, Antipost. I know that he's shortened up in the market now, but I still think he's going to run a massive race. If he gets into a nice, clean jumping rhythm, and if he lasts home, I think Politolog is the one to be on. But Mike Bite, the jury's out for me. I need to see it to believe it, you know.
He's 3-1 at the top of the market, Mike Bite. Politolog, Kevin's selection, shortened significantly over the last week or so, month or so, and he's now 13-2. Interesting race, of course, on Boxing Day. We've got plenty to go on before that. Good racing at Cheltenham this weekend. We'll start with the Caspian Caviar Gold Cup, which is the big betting race, if you like. Rather be 11-4. Baron Alco is 6-1. Frodon 9-1, along with Mr. Medic. Warsound 9-1 as well. 10-1 for Sapage. 10-1 Guitar Pete. 14s Catamaran de Soy and Full Glass. And 16s or bigger for the others. Looked at this race a few times over the last few weeks. And Rather be quite short, really, given the nature of the race.
Yeah, I mean, the general consensus is that he was very unlucky when he was brought down, and he was travelling very, very well at the time when he was brought down in the BetVictor Gold Cup, won by Baron Alco, of course. Baron Alco's highly fancied again. He's got a bit more on his plate this time. Rather be, you know, he does look short in the betting. He may well go ahead and prove himself to be a well-handicapped chaser. He's always had a bundle of talent, and he might just deserve to win a decent pot at this stage. Several other interesting horses. Obviously, last year's winner, Guitar Beat, is going to be the Guitar Pete is going to be tuned up to the max to stage a repeat. War Sound is coming into a nice bit of form at the moment as well. But the horse I've backed in the race is Cipage for Venetia Williams. I took 20-1 the other day. I think it's been nibbled at now. It's probably up 10-1. Okay, I thought maybe 12s or 14, something like that. But yeah, I mean, he's a very, very interesting horse. You know, a lot of these horses have been around the block a little bit, and I think this is he's the unexposed one in the field. He's still only six. He was an 18 length winner first time out in 2016. Last year he took second behind Sir Valentino in that 100 grand handicap at Ascot first time out. Still only a 6 year old. Venetia is starting to find the net now. You know, the ground is coming up well for her horses. Her horses are in good form. And as I say, plenty of these horses have been around the block a few times. And I just think Cipage is potentially dangerously well handicapped off a mark of 146. So I'm very, very interested in that horse. I think he's set to run a really big race.
10-1 in the markets for Cipage. The international hurdle looks an absolutely belting renewal as well. Lorena 8-11 at the top of the market. Somerville Boy 5-1. Brain Power 8-1. Call Me Lord 8-1. In what might be the final race for the new one, he's 8-1. 10-1 for Silver Streak. Western Rider 10s as well. 12s for Old Guard. We Have a Dream is 12-1. 14s or bigger for the remainder. If those runners turn up, we've got a real race on our hands.
Yeah, it's an absolute cracker, isn't it? But the race is set up for Lorena to go ahead and win it quite easily, I think. I mean, in terms of Bear RPRs and her wanting to be a champion hurdle horse, in the Mayor's Novices hurdle, she ran up to an RPR of 152. You know, she's going to need to improve a good bit on that. She just looks a little bit of a machine. She's going to be getting £8 to £10 from the boys as well. It's just going to make life very, very difficult for them, considering her form at the track. She's unexposed, and a lot of them, again, you know, they've just been around the block a few times. If there was an each way selection in the race, maybe Western Rider, but you know, at 10 to 1, he might sneak into the frame. But yeah, I couldn't be having the new one. I'd love to see him run a big race and prove that he's still got a bit of that old spark. But it seems like with the retirement thing being, it seems like they've already got one leg out the door with him, kind of, you know. Usually they're very, very bullish going into a race of this nature, but that's not the case this time, is it?
It's not. It suggests that they maybe think that he's perhaps reached the end of his career. Yeah. 8 to 1 for the new one, and the vibes are that if he doesn't run well, he will be retired. 8 to 11 in Lorena. Kev thinks she's the one to beat. Let's turn our attention now to action closer to home, though, because we've got some decent racing coming up on Thursday. Kev's picked out a couple of selections for us at Chelmsford City. But before we get into that, good racing elsewhere. Over the jumps, we've got a listed mare's novices chase at Warwick. We've got a decent novices chase at Newcastle as well. Another good afternoon of jumping by the looks of it.
There is, yeah. It's good action up at Newcastle. One horse that I thought might reverse form is Ravenhill Road for Brian Ellison. I thought he jumped really, really well. It was only two of them that went in that novice chase at Weatherby, and Hawk High just had a little bit too much for him in the closing stages, but obviously that horse is penalised now. And I think Ravenhill Road looks a nice improving 7-year-old, so likes a Stowaway Magic and Cool Mix in that race as well, so I'm interested to see how they sort themselves out. And as you say, some good action up at Warwick as well tomorrow. So, but the two selections I've come up with are running in the evening over down in Chelmsford.
5:45 is the first race at Chelmsford that Kevin has picked out for us. It's a Filly's Novice Stakes over a mile. A field of 16 of them set to go to post, and obviously not that much form to go on in a race like this, Kevin. So what made you pick this race?
Well, it's just the Frankel colt there. What's his name? Jadira. He made his debut at Newmarket on soft ground and shaped really promisingly. Clocked an RPR of 75 and a top speed figure of 65, and he just looked at a promising sort then. And the Racing Post comment next time out at Kempton that he didn't progress. I mean, he was beaten at odds on that day, but I think he just bumped into a pretty decent horse. But I think he actually did progress by a couple of pounds, and it was a better top speed figure as well. A top speed figure of 74 last time out at Kempton. And I just think, even though there's one or two interesting newcomers, you know, from the Archie Watson stable, from his own stable, Charlie Appleby has a newcomer there as well, I think one of them is going to have to be really, really sharp to beat him, you know. So I just think he'll win. I think the door is open for him to get a win on the board, even though there's a little bit of vulnerability there in the fact that he was beaten at odds on last time out. But I just think experience and that little bit of progress that he made at Kempton last time out, you know, if he handles the track, I think he's a good bet.
Jadira then the selection for Kevin in that 5:45, and we move on to the 6:45 next, a Class 2 handicap over a mile, decent race this, six runners go to post, and just on first glance there, Kevin, it looks like David O'Mara has a pretty strong hand. He's got the top two in the weights who both have chances. What about your thoughts here? What do you side with?
I like to try and find races where there's lots of you know, kind of exposed horses in the race, and you know, fewer as exposed as Mythical Madness and Firmament. Firmament's a good talented horse, you know, he's been on the go all summer running in top handicaps, and he just finds it very, very difficult to get his head in front. So I was quite interested in Pure Shores for Ian Williams. Got a nice low weight. The stable needs no introduction in terms of their recent form. He's been finding plenty of winners. And Pure Shores has got a nice low weight there down the bottom. He was very weak in the market at Newcastle last time out, and Julie ran quite poorly. But before that, on the turf, was proven very, very progressive at Bath and Nottingham. So I think Pure Shores, if he can leave that run behind him, I think he'll run a big race. She's a filly, I should say. She's a filly. A 4-year-old filly. She's definitely not a male.
Yeah, she's getting the filly's allowance as well down at the bottom of the weights there. Pure Shores, the selection for Kevin in that 6:45 to go along with his pick in the 5:45. That was Jadira. Thank you very much, Kev.
Cheers, Mark.
All the best of luck and good luck with those selections on Thursday. You'll hear all of Thursday's action on William Hill Racing Radio from midday. A high noon start with James Millman, Leona Mayer and Craig Forsyth in the studio. Newcastle, Taunton and Warwick are the afternoon meetings, and it's Chelmsford City to keep us entertained throughout the night. Plenty to get stuck into. Do join them for that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Thursday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.